We turn now to the second characteristic, namely hospitality. Hospitality is defined by dictionary.com as the friendly reception and treatment of guests or strangers, and the quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and strangers in a warm, friendly, generous way. The Bible is clear that we are to practice hospitality as part of our Christian walk. Romans 12:13 says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. The Preacher's Commentary series gives us one of the most comprehensive explanations of this verse. To be aware of the needs of others, particularly the saints, and to fail to share in the essence of evil, not only does it demonstrate hardness of heart, but it clearly shows deficiency of understanding of the true nature of possessions. What is true of possessions in general is particularly true in relation to the use of homes. To be given to hospitality means, literally, to pursue strangers with love. The emphasis is on the glad sharing of the resources of home and family with those in particular need of shelter and succor. The need for this was particularly apparent in the days of the early church. Those who traveled with the message of Christ were totally dependent on the generous hospitality of others, if they were able to carry on. The infant churches were dependent on homes being open to them as places of worship, and those who became ostracized from home and family because of their newfound faith in Christ were in danger of destitution unless the generous spirit of believers opened both heart and hearth. While the circumstances have changed, the readiness to regard our homes as places of support and strengthening for those in need, rather than as castles reserved exclusively for our own pleasure, is one of the most obvious acts of stewardship and one of the greatest aids to evil being thwarted and good being done. Hebrews 13:2 says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And 1 Peter 4:9 says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. About this verse, the Believer's Bible Commentary says, one means of demonstrating love to the brethren is by practicing hospitality ungrudgingly. This counsel is especially needed during times of persecution, when food supplies might be running low and when those who harbor Christians are subject to arrest and imprisonment, if not death itself. Hospitality is a tremendous privilege. In practicing it, some have entertained angels unwittingly. Any kindness shown to a child of God is reckoned as shown to the Lord Himself. No matter how slight the kindness, it will be rewarded handsomely. Even a cup of water given in the Lord's name will be rewarded. Those who receive a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, Matthew 10:41, which in Jewish reckoning was superlative. Many Christians testify to the blessing that has come to their homes and their children through hospitality shown to the servants of the Lord. Jesus taught that we should entertain those who cannot repay us, Luke 14:12. But our purpose should be to show kindness in the name of the Lord. Forgiveness. Many find it difficult to forgive, and for pastors it could be even more so sometimes, because the person they need to forgive may be in the congregation every Sunday. It may even be an elder or a deacon or another church leader. So, how do we forgive? Many books and articles have been written about this topic, but we will focus on Jesus, who taught us about forgiveness in Matthew 18:21-35. Read it now. According to the ESV Study Bible, a talent would equal $600,000. Hence, 10,000 talents, hyperbolically, represents an incalculable debt, in today's terms, about $6 billion. The point is that the person would never have been able to repay the amount. The commentary goes on to say that the forgiveness of such a massive debt, quote, is a dramatic illustration of, one, the massive debt that people owe because of their sins to the holy righteous God, two, their complete inability ever to pay such a debt. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Three, God's great mercy and patience, Matthew 18:26-29, in withholding his immediate righteous judgment that all people deserve for their sins. And four, God's gracious provision of Christ's death and resurrection to pay the debt for sins and to break the power of sin. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23, part B. The two central points of the parable are, first, that the gift of salvation is immeasurably great. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Hebrews 2 verse 3. And second, that unless a person is comparably merciful to others, A, God's mercy has not had a saving effect upon him, Matthew 18:32-33, and B, he will be liable to pay the consequences himself, verses 34 and 35.